Okay, so right now, I'd like to welcome a wonderful writer who had a great feature over at our other open mic in Concord last night. Please welcome Suzanne Owens.
Thank you.
I know.
I felt it. Thanks very much, Ellen. Well, last night I dedicated my reading to Howie Roshba, who has helped me complete my very first CD, and I'm not even a singer, and it's over there. And I also dedicated it to Barack Obama. And it was a series of poems about everything. And so I couldn't read this when I didn't have enough time, so I'm going to read it tonight. It's about Russia. And it's about when I went to Russia with my son in 1992. And it's from a group of poems called 10 Days in Russia. This is called God. Beneath you, the road is smoke, the bridge is thunder, and everything is left far behind. Russia, where are you flying to? And that's Gogol from Dead Souls. And from that, I got my poem, God. And also from my experiences there in 1992. You ancients out there, bulky, dark-coated women, you wait so patiently for a bus that never comes, and you must have waited for a son, a lover, a husband, once a prisoner, wrote on the walls with his own blood, long live Stalin. From this bus, I see you everywhere with your rusted pails full of menial labor, your bent shovels, your twig brooms. You paint the walls, spread the asphalt. After you leave the rail yards, what will you do inside your fragile, tin-roofed dasha? Your cottage, that tumble-down summer blue. What will you feed your tiny boys tonight, every night? Bread, cabbage, cucumbers. Babushkas, flocking the street corner, your faces line-ruffled, beaked into the Baltic wind. Have you seen the brothers' graves? Memorials for mass starvation? Large as the white and golden rooms in the summer palace. On every gravestone, carnations, red asterisks mark those years, 1942, 1943. The dead march of Saul drones on, stone strides after stone, and you can't see an end to them. You women, wrinkled as your ribbed stockings here on the road to the 17 cathedrals of Suzdal, do you have garter belts to hold your stockings up when you feel the hairs inside your noses stiffen, hear your breath turn to ice? Widows of the empty store windows, I circled Lenin's flesh, encased for 65 years inside that glass sarcophagus. The KGB watched to see I walked within the white lines, kept my collar buttoned up as my mouth was supposed to be. Do you think they saw me notice as I passed your God decked out in business black, so neat and trim, the soft portion of his right ear, just above the jawbone, has turned the same color as his suit? Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. Please welcome our